Hi, this is Maddie Rose, host of The Fame Game, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Lauren Spirer. She is 20 years old and went missing from Bloomington, Indiana, June 3rd, 2011 at 4:30 a.m. She is Caucasian, 4'11", 95 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde hair. She was wearing a white tank top, a white button-down shirt, and full-length black spandex pants. If you know of Lauren's whereabouts, please contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's hotline, 1-800-THE-LOST or 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Lauren, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, Real Kids, Real Talk Radio.
Welcome to Runway Role Models, proof that there are still some amazing people out there who are making a difference. Now, here is your host.
Thank you. Welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Cassie Frazier, and today I have a special guest with me, Dolores Seawright. How are you, Dolores?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Cassie.
Oh, you're so welcome. All right, before we get into what you do, can we know a little bit about who you are? Is that all right if I ask you some questions?
Absolutely.
All righty. Where are you originally from?
I was born in Shelbyville, Indiana, a number of years ago, so I'm from the Midwest, mm-hmm. but I ended up in Arizona by route of South Texas. I spent about 10 years living in Corpus Christi.
That's really cool. And out of all the states you've lived in, which one is your favorite?
Oh, definitely Arizona.
Really?
I came here, probably about 20 years ago for a corporate meeting, mm-hmm. and we stayed at the Phoenician, which is beautiful, and mm-hmm. I thought somehow, some way, I am going to end up living in Arizona.
Really? That's so great.
This is my home.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two brothers and two sisters.
And where do you fall into?
I am the oldest.
Really?
I am.
So you're like the big girl?
I'm the big girl.
Did you get
to? I was the big sister. Mm-hmm.
Did you tease them a lot?
I did. I really enjoyed them, especially my my youngest brother, who's quite a bit younger than me. Mm-hmm. And I was already a young teenager by the time he arrived on the scene. So I had a lot of fun with him.
That's really cool. And do you have any pets?
Well, absolutely, very uniquely, my husband and I have a saltwater aquarium, so we don't have the cuddly kind that can crawl up on your lap, mm-hmm. but we each of our fish have names, and it's been a really fun project for us.
That's really cool. What are their names?
Well, we have a Nemo.
Oh!
And we have a Dory.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you've seen the movie Finding Nemo, mm-hmm. that inspired some of the names of our fish.
That's so cute. How many fish do you think you have?
Oh, we have about six.
Oh,
they're pretty good size.
Cute.
It's a big aquarium, and they're mm-hmm. they're good size fish.
And you also have grandchildren, right?
Yes, I do. My husband and I have 8 grandchildren.
Wow. Holidays must be awesome.
Holidays are kind of like a zoo,
right?
But we really had fun this past Memorial weekend. Mm-hmm. We were able to get everyone together in one place up in Pine Top, and we stayed at Lake of the Woods and had all 8 grandchildren there with their parents. It was fun.
Really cool. And is it like 4 boys, 4 girls?
We have 3 girls, and the rest are boys, 5 boys, and they range in age from 7 years, the oldest, to the youngest is about 3 months old.
Oh, that's so cute. Can you name them all for us?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Yes.
Okay, we'll start with Shaylee and Sean, who live in Texas.
Okay.
And then we have Kayla and Alex, who live here in the Phoenix metro area. And then Gavin and Dylan, who are in Denver. Mm-hmm. And Lily and Reed, who also live here in the Phoenix metro area.
That's awesome. See, I was counting for you just in case you couldn't keep track of them. Because that's what my mom does. She always goes, Cassie, Coco, Caden, Kasha, yeah. And she forgets some of our names because there's a lot of us.
I think you told me you have, there's 6 of you?
Yes, there's 6 of us. So I know what it's like when you talk about it being a zoo. That's like every day for me is a zoo. Definitely during school days. It's crazy. Alrighty, now back to you. When you were younger, what did you always want to be?
That is really an interesting question, Cassie, because I grew up at a time where I wanted to grow up and be like my mom. I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to have children. I wanted to have the white picket fence. And that was my dream when I was a young girl.
Really? That's really cool. Did you play with like baby dolls a lot then?
I played with dolls. Yes, baby dolls. And as I got older, I played with the, you know, the bigger dolls and made doll clothes, that kind
That's
of thing.
Really cool.
And because I was the oldest, I was also somewhat in charge of taking care of my younger brothers and sisters as they arrived on the scene.
Wow, that's really cool. And what did your mom think of you wanting to be just like her as like a stay-at-home mom?
You know, I think she thought that was a very good goal to have. I was raised in a family that was very, we were in the Midwest. We had a lot of German background and very strong family values. And she thought that was a great goal for me to have at that time.
That's
in fact, sometimes today, I think she looks at me and says, where did she come from? Because I've made some changes in my life.
But they're good changes. So you're good with that. So you started out being a mom, but you had to get in the work field. So you wanted to, you were an Avon lady, right?
I was. I actually started out as a secretary, and I worked for a major pharmaceutical company and had a lot of fun doing that. And then when I met my ex-husband, we had a child, and at that point I decided to stay home and do the mom thing, and then all of a sudden money was very tight, and I wasn't quite as prepared as I thought I was for the reality of life. And so at that point I decided to go ahead and become an Avon lady, and my young daughter at that time went with me, and we became well known around the neighborhood.
That's so cool. Now, how did you get to be an Avon lady? Did you like go online, or did it sort of come to you?
Cassie, you're going to think this is really funny and this dates me, but online didn't exist
at
that point.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry.
So, no, I knew another Avon lady, and I had been getting her catalogs and decided it looked like a fun thing to do, and the products were good.
That's really cool.
And so I went ahead and got a hold of her and got started.
Did you, you said that you sold your kids as long with the makeup. So how did you do that? How did you work with having two kids while you were trying to sell something to someone?
At the time I got started, I had one child,
okay.
and we would just get out in the morning. I would schedule my day and have everything really planned out where we were going to go. And so we worked around her schedule, her nap time, her feeding time, and she would go with me and play with the other kids at the house where we would call. And so they got to know her as well as me. And I think there were a lot of lessons in that for me, because later on in life, I went into a more professional, not more professional, but I guess a corporate selling atmosphere. And I learned a lot of lessons selling Avon that I carried with me into those future jobs.
That's really cool. And meeting so many different people, it helped you a lot to get out in the community also, right?
It definitely did. And I think I learned how to communicate with people and just start building some of the trust that allowed me to be successful in sales.
That's really cool. Until this day, do you still like makeup and cosmetics and stuff like that?
I do. I do. And I'll share a funny story with you, because every time I go to visit my granddaughter that lives in West Texas, we get up in the morning and she is right beside me and we do our makeup together. And she is 7 years old.
We've been
doing that since she was probably two, and she has just learned everything about makeup from her grandma.
Wow, that's great. And after your kids got a little older, you went back to work at a, sort of like a real job, but it was Eli Lilly. What is that business?
Eli Lilly is a major pharmaceutical company, and I had worked with them. My first job out of high school was actually with Eli Lilly, and then when I went back, I started going back part-time just to kind of get my feet back in the workforce, bring in some extra money to help out the family, and really enjoyed doing that. And I guess it kind of stayed with me, a love of the pharmaceutical industry from that those early years of working with them.
That's really cool. What did you do there? Did you do sales or
My first job with them was totally administrative assistant type positions. Mm-hmm. And then I moved into doing auditing for some special projects that they had and did that for a while. And then later on, I was working in their customer complaint division.
Oh, goodness.
And it was really interesting because I was doing a lot of the paperwork end of it, and I decided that I really did not like it.
Oh, yeah.
And about this time, it was about the time that computers were just becoming used more in industry, and computers took up like a whole floor of a building. And I submitted a suggestion to make the complaint system computerized, and mm-hmm. it was actually accepted. So it was really fun, and that was kind of my beginning of finding out the power of using computers in business.
That's really cool to make an impact on the business. So after you worked at Eli Lilly, is that still around, the pharmaceutical company?
Definitely. It is one of the major pharmaceutical companies in the industry.
Really? I didn't know that. You just taught me something. Thank you.
Great.
And after you worked there, you went to ADT Security System. How did you switch jobs?
I took time off in between, and it's kind of a long story. I had my second child. I took a little bit of time off to stay home with him mm-hmm. and then decided I needed to go back to work and wanted to do something a little bit different. So I went to work for ADT Security Systems at that point as an assistant to the regional director in their corporate office or their regional office in Indianapolis.
That's so cool. Let's take a break. I'm Cassie Frazier. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel. This is Runway Role Models, a look at people who are making a difference now and setting an example for our future. Now, back to our show.
Welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Cassie Frazier, and we are talking with Dolores Searay. All right, Dolores, after ADT Security System job, you went to work on another pharmaceutical company. Which pharmaceutical company was that?
I started working with a small company called Carnrick Laboratories. They were based in New Jersey, and mm-hmm. they were a national company. And that was my first venture into pharmaceutical sales.
That's really cool. And what was the company called?
The company was Carnrick Laboratories.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this That's was really cool. a New Jersey company, mm-hmm. yes. We were later, through my career, this company was purchased by Elan Pharmaceuticals, an Irish-based company, mm-hmm. and then recently purchased by King Pharmaceuticals, and then King was just purchased a couple of months ago by Pfizer.
Wow, that's really cool. And there was a reason why this was very rewarding. Could you tell us why?
The pharmaceutical industry really gave me a lot of confidence as I mm-hmm. moved through my career. I was new in sales. I really, really loved working in sales. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of fun, just all the knowledge that I acquired about the body, the drugs, how they work in your body, and then the actual sales process. Mm-hmm. It was
a fun time. That's really neat. What was your favorite job out of all your jobs? Which one would be your favorite one?
My favorite job actually was starting out as a sales representative, because this was such a new world, and mm-hmm. I loved being out there working with the physicians in their office, teaching them about the drugs and getting mm-hmm. a commitment from them to use the product. And it was really fun, because my first full year in the business, I ended up number one in the company in
wow.
sales, and so I was really excited about that.
That's great. So. See, I thought you would have said an Avon lady, because I think that's so cool. You get to go to house, meeting new people and getting to sell them makeup, because I love makeup.
It is. It's a mm-hmm. lot of fun to see people put the makeup on and see how it can transform them.
I know.
But I really developed a passion mm-hmm. for the pharmaceutical industry.
That's really great.
And that's where I spent most of my career.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. Now, when everything was great for you and you were getting into your job and you had kids, all of a sudden you were diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. How did you find out, and what did you do about that?
That was a pretty big shock, Cassie. Mm-hmm. That happened in November of 2005, wow. and I was working full-time at the time I was diagnosed, mm-hmm. and I was one of those people who said, okay, I'll go in and get that mammogram next week. And right. I should not have done that, obviously. I learned a powerful lesson, and it's a lesson that I try to spread to other women. Make sure you don't procrastinate on that right. piece of it. But when that happened, I also made a decision that I was going to be in charge of my life and my future, mm-hmm. and I wasn't ready to call it quits yet. So I got out there and went to work. I worked through chemotherapy, radiation. Mm-hmm. I would sit there in the IV room with my laptop on my lap working, or I'd be on a conference call. And my region went from last place to first place that year. Wow. We all pulled together and we made it happen.
That's great. What did your other coworkers think of you having breast cancers in the hospital, and you have an IV in your arm and you're still on a conference call?
I think they looked at me and thought, what is she doing?
Right.
But I think also they realized that my attitude was mm-hmm. what was making the difference.
Right.
I was very positive about going through all of this, and I would get up in the morning, put my makeup on. You were talking about loving
right.
the makeup. And it's like, if you look good, you feel good,
right?
So the makeup went on, the wig went on, and the attitude was always, I'm going to conquer this, and I'm going to win.
That's great. Is that why you think you bounced back and you didn't stay in the hospital for a long time?
Absolutely. I wasn't in the hospital for a very long time. Okay. All of this was mostly outpatient treatment.
Okay.
So I was in the hospital initially just for the surgery, which okay. I did have to have. But then after that, it was outpatient. And so mm-hmm. I could really control my life. I would plan my travel schedule so I could do what I needed to do on the weeks that I was feeling great. Mm-hmm. And then if I had a week where I knew that I was just coming off of chemo, I would schedule meetings with my managers in the Phoenix area where they would fly in and we would meet and do reviews and that kind of thing.
That's
so
great.
We could keep going and keep the business moving ahead, and I could function.
Mm-hmm.
It
You're
worked.
Awesome. That's
it
so great well. That you didn't let something like that stop you.
Well, Cassie, my firm belief is you can make your choices mm-hmm. and you can live with those choices. And if you decide that you're going to take charge, you can do it.
Right. That's
and you can
awesome.
Win in life.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Runway Role Models. I'm Cassie Frazier, and we're talking with Dolores Seawright. Alrighty, after retiring that year, you said you traveled every single week. Well, where did you go?
Well, I traveled for business, and at the time I was still working, I was traveling every week for business, and my region was a lot of California mm-hmm. and a lot of the West. So
That's
I was
really
on
cool.
an airplane every week. And then after I retired, my husband and I decided to do a lot of traveling for fun. And mm-hmm. we've been all over. I love international travel. So we've been to
really?
Ireland, Greece, Italy, South Africa,
really
a
cool.
lot of different places. And we've just had a wonderful time mm-hmm. because when we travel, we really travel on our own schedule. We don't take the tours and the cruises. We want to go see the people and the cultures and experience all of that. So that's what we do.
That's so great. Do you have any cool stories, like going to South Africa? That's really cool. Did you see any unusual animals there?
We had one very funny story while we were in South Africa. We went to Kruger National Park first, and we spent some time doing self safari, and we were in a Toyota Corolla, and we stopped along this dry riverbank, and down you could look down the hill, and you could see all these elephants down there, and they were digging in the dirt and getting water, and then all of a sudden we hear this loud noise behind us, and an elephant was coming across the road, and we were parked right where she wanted to go down the hill, and so she started coming towards us, and I'm trying to take pictures, and my husband is like, come on, let's get this show on the road and get this car moving. And so we got some awesome pictures, and we definitely move fast.
Yeah, that's so great. I want to see those pictures. They sound fun.
I would love to show them to you. We had a great time, and we saw many, many, many animals.
That's great. And you also said you went to Ireland. Is that correct?
We did. My husband is Irish, and he always had a goal of going back to see his home country. And we did that, and rented a car again because that's how we love to travel. So he's driving on the opposite side of the road, the opposite side of the car with the steering wheel opposite, and I'm the navigator, and every time he makes a turn, we finally learned that hand signals worked best because right left didn't quite get the job done. And so we would just wave at each other to get him in the right lane, and it was quite an experience.
That's really cool.
We love the Irish people. They were a lot of fun.
They're awesome, and I love their accents because I have a friend who's Irish, and it's really cool talking to her. I'm like, can you just say some things for me? Because I love her accent. It's really cool.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And the last night we were there, a young couple invited us. They were sitting at the table next to us in the restaurant we were dining at, and they started talking to us and invited us to go out with them for the rest of the evening. And before the evening was over, we ended up at this little pub, and there was an older Irish couple that used to sing and perform, and they were sitting at another table close to us and invited us to join them.
Wow.
And this was so typical of just the friendliness of the Irish people and making us feel welcome in their country.
That's so cool. And you also went to Greece.
We did. We traveled the Greek islands.
Wow.
Beautiful,
I was just
going to
say, what was the best part of that trip?
I think there were so many special memories. Santorini as an island is one of the most beautiful places in the world to watch a sunset.
Oh, man.
I think that was one of my favorites.
Did you get some pictures?
Many.
Okay,
My camera goes everywhere with me.
Yes, I want to see those too. They must be beautiful. You can make them like screensavers on your phone, and people won't even know that they're real.
Okay, that's a great idea.
It's really cool. And then after all your traveling, you got out of the way, you began career coaching at Fresh Start. Is there any reason why you started at Fresh Start?
I did a lot of research, and I had heard about them both on the television and a newspaper article that I had seen, that their goal was to help women get their life back on track. And that was something that was very important to me. And I decided that that's where I wanted to volunteer. And I still do. I career coach there and also do workshops to help women get back into the workforce.
That's so cool. And what do your workshops consist of? Like, how do you talk to them?
What I usually do is try to teach them about how to get their resume noticed online and how to use all the tools that are available on the internet so they can get back out there and rejoin the workforce.
That's really neat. Let's take a break. I'm Cassie Frazier. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN. The Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. This is Runway Role Models, a look at people who are making a difference now and setting an example for our future. Now, back to our show.
Welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Cassie Frazier, and we are talking with Dolores Seawright. Alrighty, last year you created your own business called Passport to Your Dreams. What inspired you to start your own business?
Cassie, that's kind of a funny story because I had been coaching and working with the women at Fresh Start for probably about 4 years. Mm-hmm. And someone said to me, "Why are you not doing this as a business?" Mm-hmm. And I thought, great idea. Yeah. And so the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, I really don't want to just be 100% retired. I really do want to go ahead and mm-hmm. continue having some of a career. And so I started to pull the idea together, build my business plan, and Passport to Your Dreams was the result.
That's really cool. And is there any reasons why you called it Passport to Your Dreams?
Yes, and the reason was my love of travel, and okay. especially my love of international travel, mm-hmm. which you need a passport for. Right. And I kind of drew the correlation that, you know, when you travel, you kind of lay out your plan and you stamp your passport as you go to each of the new levels, wow. the new countries, and you do the same thing as you plan your life. And so as a coach, I wanted people to have a passport to mm-hmm. record their travels and their own life journey.
Wow, that's really cool, the correlation. And what were some of the people, or who were some of the people that you helped with your business?
Most of the people that I work with in my business have been women. Okay. And I don't exclusively work with women, but I've found that a lot of women can relate to me because I did move up through the corporate world, mm-hmm. and a lot of the experiences that I had, I'm able to draw from those experiences and use those in my coaching. And really so cool. The women that I work with are women that many have been in the corporate world, and they're mm-hmm. trying to advance their careers and move up the corporate ladder, and that's where most of my clients have come from.
That's really great. Were some of them even from Fresh Start?
I've worked with a couple people from Fresh Start, but my work there is really volunteer, and mm-hmm. I do that because of my desire to give back. And so that's not where I'm going for my business and corporate clients.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Now you are rebranding and launching Women Who Sell Excel Journey. So how is that going to go out?
Okay, and we are very close to launching the new brand as mm-hmm. I am talking to you, and I'm very excited
That's
about
so
it.
Cool.
One of the things that I made a decision to do was I wanted to specialize a little bit more than just being a life coach, and okay. my expertise through my career was working with people who were in sales and marketing, and I decided that would be the direction that I wanted to go with my business. So because I love working with women and mm-hmm. helping them excel and move their life forward, that is where the business name Women Who Sell Excel came mm-hmm. from. So I am a sales trainer and coach.
That's really cool. How many people do you think you have coached?
Gosh, that's a difficult question, Cassie, because if I think back and not counting my business and I look at the people that I worked with in my corporate life, that number is hundreds.
Because
I hired and trained. I was a sales trainer in the corporate world also, and sales manager, and moved up to business director in the region, and hundreds of people that I've worked with and helped them develop and move their careers forward.
That's really cool. Okay, so say I walked into your office and I wanted to get a job. What were or what is the first thing that we need to do?
Okay, the first thing that you would do is you would fill out a questionnaire, and we would get an idea of what experience you had and also what direction you wanted to go with your career. If you already knew, let's say you decided I want to be a physician or a lawyer and you had this all planned, we would take one direction. But if you didn't have a clue and you were a little bit confused about what's out there and maybe what would I love doing, then we would start with doing some self-assessments and see where your interests lie.
That's really cool.
And then go from there to discover the path you might want to take.
Do you create those questionnaires?
I do not create those questionnaires. Okay. I actually use other ones that are available out there. And that would be, I would use those especially with somebody that was looking for career coaching, which is different than if they were looking for sales coaching or if they were looking for life coaching.
When you're doing career coaching, do you also, you know, teach them how to sit in an interview, how to talk to people in the interview, how to look in the interview?
Absolutely, because impressions are very important, and that first impression that your interviewer gets of you is going to put a picture in their mind, and that's going to have an impact on how they interview you.
That's really great. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Runway Role Models. I'm Cassie Frazier, and we're talking to Dolores Seawright about her Women Who Sell Excel business. Now, when they also go into the interview, you also are teaching them how to sell themselves. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. And that's one of the most important pieces of the whole combination here is learning to sell yourself. And if you are your most important product, and if you can't sell yourself, you're going to have a hard time earning the trust of the prospective client to actually sell your product.
That's really cool. Do you teach them how to do their makeup?
No, I do not teach them how to do their makeup. At Fresh Start, we do have a group of people there that work with a professional makeover, and they'll help them with things like makeup, hair, and clothing. And my role in that has to do more with helping them with the professional aspect of the resume, the interview, how to prepare for the interview questions, and come off as somebody who's very confident and will contribute to the business that they are being interviewed for.
Do you have any amazing stories? Because I know when I used to do pageants interview, mock interviews I had to do, obviously, and that was the most scariest thing for me, but I would totally excel in them. But I was too scared every time my mom was like, Cassie, let's go do an interview. I'm like, you know, maybe I need to do this first or that first. So what happens when a woman's really timid and scared? How do you get her out to be more confident?
One of the things that it's a technique that I've taught for a long time when people are interviewing is sit down and write out, first of all, on a piece of paper, the five questions or the five things that you know they're going to ask you, but you don't want them to ask you. And then once you've done that, write out your answers and walk into the bathroom and stand there and read those answers back to your mirror over and over until you can say them with total confidence. And then when the person that's interviewing you does ask the question, you're prepared. You don't have to stop and think, what am I going to say? Because you already know, and you can answer that question, that difficult question often, with complete confidence. And that takes away a lot of the nerves. And the final thing I do is when you're sitting in the car right before you go in for the interview, look in that rearview mirror and say, I can do this. I'm great. And smile.
That's so cool. How long do you usually work with each woman for their interviewing skills?
One of the things that I do is I work with them to kind of figure out what exactly their needs are. And then usually I'll work with them on a one-on-one basis for maybe half an hour to an hour, but then I'll refer them on to some of the workshops that we have at Fresh Start. And we'll have very specific workshops that are meant to teach the interviewing skills and then also for the women to come back in and practice with an interviewer and get feedback right on the spot for how they've done.
That's really cool. Do you have any amazing stories about any woman that really stood out to you the most?
I absolutely have mm-hmm. one amazing story. And you mentioned earlier the book that I'm writing. Mm-hmm. And this woman's story is going to be in my forthcoming book. And she is a total success story. When she came into Fresh Start, she had many, many challenges that she was facing, both mm-hmm. financial and from a professional standpoint. Mm-hmm. And her story and how she overcame that is something that will be in the book.
That's awesome. And no spoilers then.
No.
Alrighty. And you are publishing a book called Barriers, Amazing Women's Journey to Personal Empowerment. Is that correct?
And the actual title is Shattering Barriers.
Okay, Shattering Amazing Barriers.
Amazing Women's Journey to Personal Empowerment.
That's so
and
cool.
And we're looking at a probable launch date of around October 1st.
That's really awesome. Is there any reason why you called it Shattering Boundaries?
I did. The title, Shattering Barriers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And it is Shattering Barriers. And one of the things that became very evident to me as I was interviewing the women in the book is most of them had some major obstacles and challenges that they mm-hmm. faced in their life. And they were able to break through those and move on and become successful in spite of sometimes overwhelmingly major challenges. And so, yes, I decided that that would be a great title mm-hmm. to show these women broke
That's
through these
so
barriers
great.
And went on to success.
And why did you decide to write a book? What was your inspiration?
My inspiration initially was I wanted to communicate something to my grandchildren about life success principles. Mm-hmm. And every time I would sit down and start, I couldn't quite figure out exactly how I wanted to put it together. And then when the idea came that I could interview other women and through their stories, share how you can live a successful life, it all came together and I got started and was so excited the
That's
day
so
I said the end.
That's so awesome. And we're going to talk more about your book after the break. So if you'd like to email the show, send it to voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Make sure to mention my name, Cassie Frazier, and mention the show Runway Role Models. Tell us something or ask some questions, and they might even be mentioned or answered on the air. Let's take a break. I'm Cassie Frazier. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood, your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take Two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected. This is Runway Role Models, a look at people who are making a difference now and setting an example for our future. Now, back to our show.
Welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Cassie Frazier, and today we are talking with Dolores Searight. Alrighty, Dolores, we're going to talk still about your book because I think that's just so amazing. And why did you choose the topic you did to write on?
I think, Cassie, the topic really came from my experience in the workforce and watching women and realizing that a lot of women don't have the confidence that they need to really step forward and do everything that they have the potential to do in their life. And the more I thought about it, I thought, this is an area that I can help. I've been there, and I've learned a lot of lessons through my own life mm-hmm. that I thought other women would find value in. And then to expand upon that, as I interviewed other women and realized the obstacles they had overcome, this was something that would benefit many women across the world. And right. that's how the topic initially came about. Mm-hmm. And then as I started interviewing the women, it really evolved and expanded and took on a life of its own.
That's so cool. And who was it, someone or was it you who was like, you know what, I should write a book?
That was me.
Okay.
That was me. Somewhere in there, I felt like there is a book in me, and mm-hmm. I am going to find a way to get it on paper. And I searched deep and came up with the plan. And then one step at a time, it all came together. Mm-hmm. And the amazing thing, I think, was as I started talking to people about my idea, doors started opening right. and people started helping.
That's so
It was an
great.
Awesome experience.
What was the most challenging process for the book?
The most challenging process for me was actually putting it on paper. Mm-hmm. I had the idea, but right. to have the discipline to sit mm-hmm. down and write this book and pull it all together. I had 27 awesome interviews, mm-hmm. but I had to pull it together to make it something that people would want to read.
Right.
And that was the most challenging. How do I make this something that people will say, oh, I can't put this down. This is great.
I know. That's so awesome. So did you type most of your...
I typed it on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I started out getting one of the programs for the computer where you can dictate, and mm-hmm. I realized that is not my style. I just don't operate well that way, so right. I had to have the feeling of typing it mm-hmm. out and watching the words come up on the page.
That's really cool. And when did you start writing the book?
I started the interviews around November of this past year, November okay. of 2010.
Wow, that's so cool. So you got your book almost all done before a whole year.
I did.
That's really awesome.
I did. Many, many hours.
That's so cool. And after the book is all done, do you hope to even write another book?
I'm not ready to think about another okay. book yet. And it's so funny, Cassie, because a lot of people have said that to me.
You need to write another book.
You need to write another book. And why don't you write about this topic? Like, and this yeah, will be a great title
sure.
for your next book. I'm not ready to think about that yet.
Okay. That's so cool. And you already have the designs for the front cover of the book.
I do.
That's really cool. And can you give us any spoilers on some of the people that are in your book?
Yes, I can. And Cassie, you are going Woo. To be featured in the book
awesome.
Because of the awesome things that at age 15 you are doing, and your
Thank
goal
you.
Of being a role model for other young people, I think is awesome. You are the youngest person in my book.
Oh,
I also have a lady from Colorado who is 73 years old. Mm-hmm. She interviewed Eleanor Roosevelt. She had a private meeting with Mikhail Gorbachev, and she got a PhD when she was 68 years old. She will be she will be in the book. Maria Reardon, who was a CNN journalist, she is Irish, and she was the last person to interview Mother Teresa before Mother Teresa passed away, is another person who's featured in the book. And I have 27 awesome women.
That's
and
so great.
They are from many varied walks in life, many backgrounds, many stories.
How did you find all these people?
Most of it, Cassie, was by word of mouth and looking. As I was out meeting people and networking with different people, I was sharing the idea of what I was trying to accomplish, and people would come and say, "This is a lady you need to meet." And so that's how the word spread, and that's how I found the women I interviewed.
That's so great. Now, when you first were writing the book, did you like sit down and on a piece of paper, you're like, "Okay, I'm going to have maybe someone famous in my book, or someone who went through a lot of grief and now is a very successful person"? Did you do any of that to create your book?
My process at the beginning, Cassie, was I wanted to teach certain life lessons that I thought were valuable for women to know. Things like self-esteem, self-confidence, getting out of your comfort zone, how do you set goals in life? And I started looking for people that could maybe fit those different criteria. And then as I met people, it was kind of like I would think, gee, this person is going to fit well into this topic. But as they told me their story, maybe that shifted. And so it wasn't just a cut in stone outline that I was rigid about, but it evolved. And probably the funniest story was at the very end, I was looking for someone to fill the chapter on self-esteem. This person had not appeared yet. And then I went to a meeting over at the Scottsdale Auto Museum, and Clarissa Burt, who was a model, she's been on the cover of like 250 magazines, and she was there speaking, and she started talking about her self-esteem, and she has something called self-esteem regime that she works with herself. And I talked to her after the presentation and said, "Can we meet and talk about possibly being interviewing you for the book?" And she said yes, and she filled that chapter.
That's so great. That's so awesome. And where could we go if we want to check out your book or see what you're up to?
You can go to my website, passporttoyourdreams.com, and my new website, womenwhosellexcel.com, will be launching very soon, and we will have links to the book. And I'm also on Facebook, Dolores C. Wright on Facebook, or phoenix.coach on Facebook.
That's really cool. Listen to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Runway Role Models. I'm Cassie Frazier, and we are talking with Dolores C. Wright. Alrighty, Dolores, take a breath, because now we're going to play a game, and it's going to be super easy, alrighty?
Okay,
it's called
I'm
Cassie's
ready.
Would You Rather. I usually do Cassie's This or That, but I decided to change it up a little bit. Okay, ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Would you always rather get first dibs or the last laugh?
I would always rather to get the last laugh.
Would you rather always have to say everything on your mind or never speak again?
Oh, that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Everything on my mind? No, I think I'd rather never speak again.
Okay.
I don't want to share everything on my mind.
Right, that's very true. Would you rather always lose or never play?
I would rather always lose.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather be a cow or a duck?
I think I would like to be a duck and quack.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's what I was going to say. Would you rather jump in a pool of pudding or a pool of Jell-O?
Definitely pudding.
Really?
I've never liked Jell-O.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there was this one movie where she jumps in Jell-O, and that's what I think of all the time, and she gets stuck. So I'm like, I don't know if I'd want to do Jell-O because you'd get stuck in the Jell-O. Would you rather live in a tree or underground?
I would rather live in a tree. I want to see what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool. Would you rather watch a TV marathon or a movie marathon?
I would rather watch a movie marathon.
Really? What would that consist of?
Oh, gosh. My favorite movies are movies like Rain Man. So okay. I would find something like that and just mm-hmm. I could watch those all day.
That's really cool. Would you rather be able to hear any conversation or take back anything you say?
I would rather take back anything I said.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yes.
That's going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Would you rather be the sandcastle or the wave?
I think I would like to be the wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Would you rather get caught singing in the mirror or dancing in a hallway?
I would rather get caught dancing in the hallway because I can't carry a tune.
Okay. Would you rather give up your computer or your pet?
Oh, that's a, well, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But since my pet is a saltwater aquarium and fish, I could probably give that up easier mm-hmm. because I don't cuddle with them.
That's very true. And plus, your whole life is in your computer right now with your book.
Absolutely, so it is.
It
would be
really
a
sad.
Terrible disaster mm-hmm. if my computer crashed.
I know. Would you rather go to a amusement park or go to a family reunion?
Oh, I would definitely rather go to a family reunion.
Really?
I would.
Is
I
your
would.
Family awesome?
My family is awesome, uh-huh. and we are so spread out, and the opportunities for all of us to get together in one place at one time are few and far between,
mm-hmm.
and family is precious. I would absolutely
definitely.
Do the reunion.
Would you rather be a ladybug or a bumblebee?
I would rather be a ladybug.
Me too.
They're cute. They have spots.
Yeah, they're really cute. Would you rather have a kangaroo or a koala as a pet?
I think most people, I think, would say kangaroo, but I actually think I would rather have a koala because they are so fuzzy and cute.
Mm-hmm. Did you see any of those in Africa, kangaroos?
No.
No?
We did
None?
Not. We did not.
Man, they must be really cool, though.
But we did see penguins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
no one
really
thinks
cool.
about penguins
right.
in Africa,
right.
and they're all over the southern coast.
That's really cool. Would you rather be a child forever or an adult?
I would rather be a child forever
I
because that's so
that.
Much fun.
I know. Well, almost I know. I'm going to be 16 soon, so I'm almost an adult. Would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout?
I would rather be able to shout because really? I want the world to hear my message.
That's really cool. I'd say whisper because most people would listen to you if you're whispering. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
So you could get your message out by being very to yourself, almost.
That's a great point. I like that.
Would you rather own a ski lodge or a surf camp?
Well, Cassie, you're putting me on a spot because my two favorite sports are skiing and snorkeling.
Know.
And I think I would rather be by the water and have the surf camp
mm-hmm.
because I love the ocean.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dolores. It was awesome talking to you, and you're such an amazing woman.
Thank you, Cassie.
And I'm so excited for your book to come out, not only because I'm in it, but because it's just an amazing book.
Thank you very much, Cassie. I've enjoyed being here today, and this has been a great interview.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. If you'd like to email the show, send it to voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Make sure to mention my name, Cassie Frazier, and mention the show, Runway Role Models. Tell us something or ask some questions, and they might even be mentioned or answered on the air. Thanks so much for joining us. You have been listening to Runway Role Models on the Voice America Kids Radio Network.
Thanks again for tuning in to Runway Role Models on the Voice America Kids channel. Be sure to come back for more stories of inspiration next week at the same time. We'll see you then.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real talk radio.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.